of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So you've heard me talk the last few weeks about how the third Sunday in Advent is Gaudete Sunday, Sunday of refreshment. And the first thing we hear in the gospel today is, "You brood of vipers." Not very refreshing, is it? But it all depends on how you look at it. See, John had three different types of people come up to him. Normal people, people that considered themselves to be more elite, and soldiers. To each one, he didn't sit there and say, "Well, there is no hope for you," when they asked him what they need to do. He said, "No, it's really simple. There is hope. And you can do it. You can bring it about. You run across somebody that has no cloak and you have two, give them a cloak. You have more food than you can eat and they don't have any, give them food." We do that at East Chicago, don't we? Likewise for the tax collectors. He doesn't tell them there's no hope. He tells them, stop taking more than you need to. Don't be a burden on people. He recognizes that there's a job to do. But don't do it to excess, he says. Same thing with soldiers. Stop beating the people up. Don't extort money by threats and violence. Do your job. Be protectors. So there's hope. How's that translate for us? Jen and I actually went through this the other day. We found ourselves to be so flustered in this race for Christmas. Even being careful to not overburden ourselves, we still felt overwhelmed. So we took the day off yesterday and we spent time with just ourselves. Are you doing that? Are you actually taking a break and being with family and friends, truly present? Actually sitting down and talking, not just having perceived conversations that you think you should have, not running around doing Christmas shopping. Are you taking a break? Or are you burning yourselves out so fast that nothing matters? Paul always talks about the gospel and the proclamation of the gospel, the Christian life, to be a race that's run. But anybody that's ever run a race knows that you don't start out as fast as you can if you've got a long way to go, because you'll never get there. There is a sense in which we pace ourselves. Are we doing that? Or is everybody just ready to have Christmas over with? It's hard to sit there and look at society and see all these things going on. And we forget to look at the little things. We forget to look at the bell ringers. We forget to look at people that don't have what we have. We were out all day yesterday and we did Christmas shopping, you know, and we had fun doing it. I was actually surprised. All the people in the malls on Saturday, rushing back and forth. All the stores we went into. I didn't get a single Merry Christmas. Although I didn't really expect to. But I didn't get a Happy Holidays or anything else either. What I got was, you have to run here and buy this. You have to go there and buy that. Oh, we're having this wonderful deal. You know, I said last week, he who dies with the most toys still dies. It's not about running around. It's not about burning ourselves out. It's about being in that joyful anticipation. It's about recognizing where we fit into the story, whether we're one of the people that is normally there, whether we classify ourselves as one of the elites, or even whether we classify ourselves as a soldier. What is our responsibility? It is not only to give and receive hope. It's to be present and able to give and receive hope. Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent. It's a time to slow down. It's a time to be in self-reflection. It's a time to correct those things which may be amiss so that we can be more fully present in Christmas and more fully present to the world. If we start off too fast, we just burn out. And I don't want to see any of you burn out. You know, Jen and I actually had that talk yesterday. Well, we could put on a plain face and actually show people, hey, we're doing wonderful, we're doing great. But I'm supposed to be a pattern. Jen's supposed to be a pattern. We're supposed to be a pattern to everyone else. So it's not really ethical for me to put on this face that everything says it's okay and keep running. So we took the day. And we had a blast. We had more fun than we've had for quite a while. And we realized that we get tired. I hope you all realize that you get tired too. And I hope you take a day and relax and laugh and live and be joyful and share it with the world. Amen.